It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielso Lake puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
Okay, welcome back. It is KSL's Unrivaled, Alex Curry and Scott Mitchell. Thanks for being with us. And Scott, today is July 1st, which of course means, one, that we've gotten into July. It's still into that some mild weather. You know, I'm not...
So, really quick.
Yeah.
You're not one of the people I hate, just so you know.
Oh, that's very nice of you.
I just want to
You said at the beginning,
that.
I don't hate anybody. And then I was like, well, I said...
There's a couple people.
I can write down... There's a short list of at least people I know.
You're not on my list.
Okay.
No.
That's good to know. If you want to know if you're on Scott Mitchell's hated shortlist, text us 57500. In the meantime, we got to get to that all-important part of the program here where we wrap things up. It's been a big day today, of course. Scott, what does that music at the end of the show here mean?
It's the two-minute drill music is what it means, and it means that we got to hurry up and finish the show and finish it strong. We have a lot to talk about, not a lot of time to talk, so we talk a little bit about a lot of things, and we finish the show and win the day.
Is that all you got?
That's all I got.
So here we go. I wanted to bring this one up here real quick because you pointed it out that Trey Anderson, who is a big commit from Lehigh High School, for BYU.
He's a preferred walk-on commit.
Yeah.
His dad played at BYU.
And here's the deal. So
I know his dad. He's a good
decommitted dude. From BYU as a preferred walk-on to a scholarship offer at Pitt. And here's the thing about BYU. I'll just say they try to negotiate guys' interests because a lot of guys are like people like Trey Anderson who are like, my dad played here. And they say, hey, right now we don't have a lot of scholarships to be able to offering people. And tight end is a deep position at BYU. And so they've offered him this. They offered him the preferred walk-on status. And then since he's been on his mission, he's gotten other offers that have come in from Power Five programs. So he took Pitt's offer. I'm happy for this kid. Because you deserve a scholarship if you're good enough for it. And, yeah, Pitt isn't BYU because maybe you don't have very many ties there. You didn't play there. But how cool would it be to go to Pittsburgh, take a full scholarship, play tight end there, and play in the ACC your whole you're in a Power 5 program. You're at a Power 5 conference. And while it might be not necessarily the strongest school in the strongest conference, hey, I like
you're
this.
You're in the conference.
I'm okay for this. Kid.
Actually, if there was one school and you were a tight end that you wouldn't be okay with it, it would be BYU. BYU has had a long.
I mean, it's even
better than their quarterback history at this point.
So
years of these tight ends.
That's what I said.
Would have been phenomenal.
Mitch Harper, BYU's insider for KSLSports.com. I was talking to him about this last week. Matt Bushman is probably an NFL guy, right. And he goes. And honestly, probably a more well-rounded, just doesn't have as much of experience, is this Isaac Rex guy, whose dad also played tight end at BYU. He's like awesome, and this guy is going to be amazing. So you've got this long list of amazing tight ends. Plus, if you're Trey Anderson and you see, hey, I've got a bunch of guys in front of me that are going to still be playing. We've got a lot of tight ends.
When your dad's an offensive lineman. His dad was an offensive lineman, and they go, well, you may play defensive end, you may play offensive tackle, you may play tight end. Where he goes to a school where they go, you are a tight end. That's probably the thing that was the tipping point, as opposed to just being an athlete, we'll put you somewhere.
Well, good for him. I thought it was cool. Scott, next up on the list here, I wanted to bring something up here for you. It's July 1st, which of course means it's Bobby Bonilla Day.
Of course, everyone knows
for the New York Mets. Now, This is an annual thing that if you're not familiar with, deferred payments are one of these interesting things in sports that can look really, really amazing. You remember the, what was it, it was the old UFL, or who was it? It was the Donald Trump's football league that he was part of. The USFL. Remember that whole thing that they had guaranteed Steve Young a bunch of payments until like 2030 or something like that? And it, you know, they folded, and obviously he's not seeing that money, and he's still fine. But those deferred payments actually do happen at some point for real players like Bobby Bonilla, who played a long career in Major League Baseball, and it ended in... It ended in 2012, and since between 2011 and 2035, which is for the next 15 years, Bobby Bonilla on July 1st every year from the New York Mets receives $1.2 million as part of this deferred payment thing. You're shaking your head because to have that kind of amazing stability to get $1.2 million every year for the next 30 years.
Publisher's Clearinghouse.
It's like the weirdest pension ever, right? Like, yeah. I mean, this plus he's got a pension.
Right.
I mean, he has an actual Major League Baseball pension, but he gets that over. Here's what it says. Bonilla's contract became an obvious and, to be fair, hilarious punchline over the years. While in 2013, he earned more from the Mets than any of the outfielders on that roster. He was 50 years old and had been out of the game for 6 years. And that has been the deal. He hit really well between 92 and 95. Like, his sweet spot was between 92 and 2000. Yes.
Here's the thing. I think what's hard is that he's not there, you know, and you're still playing.
Yeah, you're
paying
again.
That just hurts. But when it's a smaller amount, I don't want to minimize $1 million. There is some leverage, you know. It gives the team flexibility to go out and do other things, as opposed to just being put in, you know, held up for a king's ransom for, you know, for this massive deal. I mean, it's a hard thing.
So the whole thing was they've been ridiculed about this. But financial strategists are like, this is a smart move.
It's not a bad move.
Yeah. Because you're able to immediately have a cash flow at those moments. And the Mets were actually the year that they signed this contract. And they were able to say, hey, we're loosening up this money and it's going to get deferred to you between 2011 and 2035. They were actually able to buy more guys onto that roster. And they made the World Series back in 2000. Remember, this is the Subway Series year. So it was one of those deals that... It looked like a dumb deal. They were able to make picks in the draft, too, that ended up being guys for them that have turned out to be really sweet spots.
Most players end up getting bankrupt. This protects him from actually himself, more than likely.
Right.
Where it's like, you can't have it all right now, so you can't spend it all. We're just going to give it to you. It's like a trust fund. We're going to just control the amount of money. So it's not a bad thing for any player to do this, actually.
Funny would it be to be Bobby Bonilla every July 1st? There'd be a party. I would have a party every year at my house. My house would be a party every year. We would have,
I thought about doing
this. I'd get the nice Walmart steaks. You know what I mean?
Not the value pack. You can get
the chub pack of steaks.
Certified Angus beef.
It's in quotes.
It's got the sticker on it.
It's in quotes. Angus. It's spelled with two U's. I'm just saying, I'm trying to figure out what, the funny thing is the Mets had to come to him and tell him, we're not paying you all this money up front. What if we were to give it to you after your career was over? And it was guaranteed $1.2 million. There's that side of you that goes, I don't even know if I'm going to be alive in 2035, man. Like, I mean, he's going to be 71 years old by the time they're done paying him off. That's kind of, there's that weird part of you that goes, yeah, but don't you want that money right now when you're 50? When you're 54? Like, let's go.
I'd take $1 million a year.
I know you would. Of course you would. It's like when you're a 16-year-old and you go, I'd drive a Honda Accord. It's like, well, yeah, of course you would because you don't have one.
A Honda Accord.
That's what I'm saying when you're a 16-year-old. You're like, I would take that car. It's like, of course you would. You have nothing. I mean, I don't get the $1 million. When are we going to start having your NFL pension parties? Let's start doing those.
Well, when I'm old enough to receive
them. When's that going to be? When can we start having these parties?
Okay, what's nice about it? See, I want everyone to calm down because we need this our economy to stay on track here.
So Scott can have his parties, man.
My pension went up significantly.
Oh, good.
Yes.
I'm glad.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Yes.
Well, listen. We're going to be back again tomorrow. We'll have another show for you. right before the 4th of July holiday. So
yeah, I'm happy to celebrate with you on my pension, just so you
okay.
know.
Okay, we're going to do
whatever,
it.
Yeah.
We're going to do it. I'll buy the nice Walmart steaks.
You know that.
We're coming back tomorrow. We'll see you then. Anything you want to get on the show that you weren't able to listen to, download the podcast. Wherever podcasts are found, go to KSLSports.com. Click on the podcast button and find our good-looking mugs on there. For Scott, I'm Alex. We'll see you tomorrow.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.